listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, do your clients truly understand life insurance? We debunk five mistruths your clients may use as objections to purchasing a policy. Learn how to work around those objections and make the sale in ASG Episode 89, Five Life Insurance Myths Your Clients May Believe, written by Roxanne Anderson. Generally speaking, many people lack a strong understanding of life insurance. Some of these individuals may be your clients. Here are five life insurance myths debunked, plus ways you can troubleshoot these misconceptions in your sales pitch. As you prepare for your next appointment, consider broaching the subject of life insurance with this information in mind. Myth number one, life insurance costs too much. It's probably less than they think. Odds are, you've probably heard this objection plenty of times. Life Happens and LIMRA's 2018 Insurance Barometer study tells us that 63% of Americans won't buy life insurance because they think it costs too much. It's one of the primary points to keep in mind while you're practicing your sales presentations. Participants in the study were asked what they thought a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old would pay annually for a $250,000 term life insurance policy. Well over half of the group overestimated the cost of the policy, with most consumers naming a price three times larger than the actual quote. 44% of millennials and 24% of everyone else thought the policy would cost more than $1,000 annually. How do you fight the collective misbelief that the price of life insurance is just too high? Show them the numbers by handing them an illustration. You can also try giving them a comparison they can relate to. Like this one, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average household dishes out just over $3,000 per year to eat away from home. And the life insurance policy in the example we just mentioned? It would only cost that 30-year-old $160 annually in exchange for more financial security and peace of mind for years to come. Myth number two, buying it online is easier and cheaper. Not always. These days, consumers will bargain hunt and purchase select products at lower prices online. What some don't realize, however, is that life insurance policies aren't always cheaper online. The guaranteed issue or simplified issue products found online don't require applicants to go through the full underwriting process. Since insurers take on more risk with these policies, they often charge higher premiums. Moreover, insurers may add specific terms and conditions in policies bought online that could limit the policyholder's current or future benefits. Shoppers unfamiliar with insurance jargon could have a harder time finding and understanding these clauses, and it could cost them. In Life Happens and LIMRA's 2015 Insurance Barometer study, only 27% of participants agreed that less underwriting could affect the price of life insurance. What's more, over three-quarters of participants estimated that life insurance costs the same when bought online versus offline, and a mere 7% estimated it costs more online. During your sales appointments, inform your clients of the dangers of navigating the online market and the value of underwriting. In addition, let them know how your experience and expertise can help them get the policy that best suits their needs. You're not only potentially saving them from a costly purchase, but you're also giving them more reason to come back to you in the future if they're not ready to buy that particular day. Myth number three, only medical history affects its premiums. There's much more to it. While most people know their medical history affects how much they pay for life insurance, it seems many are not aware of a number of other variables that insurers look at before offering them coverage at certain rates. The 2015 Insurance Barometer study found 78% of people agreed their health and medical history could affect the price of their life insurance. Fewer people, 64%, agreed that their family health and medical history affected price. 49% thought lifestyle and hobbies affected the price. 36% believed that their driving record counted in the calculation. And finally, credit history. 34% of people thought that their credit history impacted the price of their life insurance premium. Don't be afraid to ask your clients if they know what factors can affect the cost of their life insurance policy. It will help you build a stronger rapport and more trust with your clients. And if they can't name them all, let them know what factors they're missing and why those factors affect their premiums. Myth number four, it's only good for funerals and inheritances. That's just not true. An unfortunate stigma attached to life insurance is the stigma of death. Traditionally, people bought life insurance for its death benefits, and these benefits are why many people still make the purchase. About 91% of people participating in Life Happens in Limerick's 2018 study reported a reason they have life insurance is to cover their burial and final expenses. But life insurance offers several living benefits that your current or prospective clients might not realize. Allianz Life Insurance Company of America's 2018 Life Insurance Needs Survey found most U.S. adults, 88%, know about the death benefit part of permanent life coverage. Simple enough. However, 51% of those surveyed were unsure if or didn't think that cash value from the same kind of coverage could be used to supplement their retirement income or help pay for college, among other financial needs. And 66% did not know or think that benefits paid from life policies aren't subject to tax. As you're talking with clients, remember to put the life back into life insurance. Lay out and explain all of its possible living benefits. If you're working with older adults with no kids, point out that they can use life insurance to generate cash flow in retirement. For young parents, make sure to mention that they could use it down the road to pay for their kids' college tuition. And let's face it, that is not getting any cheaper. In addition, cover the riders they can add to their policies that offer living benefits, such as accelerated benefit payouts if critical illness strikes. Myth number five, it's okay to wait to purchase a policy. No, not if they need one. Deep down, your prospects probably know they shouldn't put off buying life insurance, but it's something they need to be reminded of. Why? When they're making a budget and listing the items they believe their money needs to go toward, chances are life insurance premiums may not make the cut. There are several reasons people put off buying life insurance. Those who are young and healthy might look at the glass half full and blindly trust that they have more time. Others place items that will bring them instant or near future gratification higher on the list. At the bottom of it all, a number of people don't make life insurance as much of a priority as it should be. 48% of participants in Life Happens in Limerick's 2018 study estimated that they would feel the financial impact of losing their household's primary wage earner within 6 months. And 54% estimated they would feel it within a year. Yet when asked what financial priorities keep them from buying some or more of life insurance, 50% reported paying for additional living expenses, such as internet, cable, cell phones, and 21% reported paying for day-to-day recreational activities, such as going out to eat, movies, or shopping. As humans, It's not grim to consider our days numbered. Rather, it's wise and realistic. We're all aware that our health can change in the blink of an eye and decline as we age. However, people still wait and wait to buy life insurance. Some do so unaware that putting off buying a policy until they're older will likely end up costing them more, especially if they or a close family member suffers from a critical illness during that time. When it comes to marketing life insurance, remember that while educating is key, simply bringing it into the conversation is a major step. Sometimes people need that extra reminder of the urgency of the situation to shift their priorities and make the right move. And speaking of making the right move, if you're not one of our agents yet, I invite you to register with Ritter Insurance Marketing so you can take advantage of what a fully staffed FMO has to offer. We create tools to simplify the selling process, like MedicareFull and our quote engines. There's online contracting, supplies, co-op marketing dollars, but the real difference is that Ritter truly cares about our agents. Your success is our priority. That's why you hear us asking for your feedback, because we want to know how to help you succeed. If you aren't registered with us yet, you can get started by visiting the registration page. We will have that link in our show notes, so fill that out and get started with Ritter Insurance Marketing today. That does it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next episode.